Good morning, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned into 103.3 WZND. This is Wake Up Normal. My name is Gabriel.
And I'm Caleb.
And we are here with a very special guest. We are here with future student body president and off-campus senator, Kobe Blair. And he is joining us to tell us a little bit about the exciting new plans for ISU student government. Hi, Kobe. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm so happy to have you here in the studio. And again, thank you for coming on. Just to start off, I'm wondering if you don't mind sharing just a little bit about student government for those who may not know.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on again, and good morning, America, I guess. So, yeah,
yes.
I've been in student government for the past 2 years. Right now, I represent off-campus students, and before that, I represented the students who lived in Watterson Towers. And if I had to put it in a succinct way, I'd say that student government's main role is to be the bridge between the students' needs and issues facing them and what the ISU administration is doing. Because it's very easy when you're in administration to not be as in touch with the student needs. And the administration cares about students. They want to give us the best experience possible. And so that's why they support us and help keep us so involved, because we're the elected representatives of the students. And so we take on the role of being that messenger and advocating for student issues in the Academic Senate, where we have voting membership on, and as student government in general, where we can host events for students, we can advocate for student issues that come up, and there's been a bunch of stuff that we've done with that. So that's the basics of what we do. We meet every other Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the old main room in the Bone. And so our next meeting is not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. So you can come out to that. It's open to the public. We always want to see more students there. That's the gist of what we do. I'm happy to go into more detail with that if you want, but that's the basic.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you again for sharing. It was one of those things where it's really important to have that connection between the students and the ISU faculty as a whole, and just making sure that those two kind of see eye to eye and can really communicate in really effective, efficient ways. So I think it's very important. I'm just curious if there are any projects that student government is currently working on.
Yeah, well, we're always doing something. The most exciting thing that's happening right now, you might have heard about it before, it's been people starting to talk about it, is our Wellness Days initiative. So this has been a year-long project, even a bit longer than that. And I wish I could take full credit for it and say it was my idea, but it wasn't. But we won't pay attention that I just said that.
Right.
But basically, we've actually worked with the Illinois State Legislature, and very specifically worked closely with State Senator Dave Kaler and State Representative Sharon Chung to try and get a new state law passed that will give wellness, mental health wellness days to students. And so the background on that is that a few years ago, they gave K through 12 students mental health days that they could take throughout the school year, and it acts sort of like an excused absence. And so we said we think college students need that too. Obviously, it is a little bit different than K through 12. When you're in a university, it's structured differently, but the students still have the same mental health concerns, and arguably you could say maybe even more, especially as you come out. You know, you might not have the same support systems that you did in your primary education, all kinds of things like that. So we worked with Senator Kaler, and we're working right now with Sharon Chung as well, and we're still working with Senator Kaler. But we have that as a bill. It's been approved by the Senate Education Committee, and it hopefully soon will be put on the actual state Senate floor. So we're really excited for that. And the basics of how that will work, as it's currently worded, is that there will be about 2 days per semester that universities will have to give their students, and they can operate it in a couple different ways. One is they could just set aside 2 days scheduled for closure. And the other way is that it could be up to individual professors, and it could be much more flexible in the timing of that, and they'd have to do a way to track that. But it's set up that way because different institutions work really differently, big schools, small schools. It can be really complicated to implement it different ways depending on how your organization is structured. And we wanted to make it as flexible as possible so that students would actually see the most benefit. So that's the most exciting thing that we've been working on, and it's hopefully going to be passed into a state law and sent to Governor Pritzker soon.
Yeah, no, I hope so. That is very exciting. That is something that is so important to so many students on campus. I know that I very much personally would, you know, benefit so much from just having just even a couple, you know, mental health days So you were elected the student body president for next semester, and I'm curious if you have any plans for taking over the presidential role.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really honored. I never thought this would be a role I'd be taking on. And also, I just want to plug my amazing vice president-elect, Mick Bloom, and our chief of staff, MJ. Thank you guys so much. I don't know if you'll even hear this podcast, but they're super cool. I promise you, Normal, they are great. But yeah, so we have a lot of ideas. Number one, like with the mental health days, is making sure that does get passed and just seeing what else might need to be done to get it over the final stretch. Number two, I want to do a lot of internal work with SGA because we're having extreme turnover in our membership. It just turned out that so many people were graduating. So a lot of our senators are going to be brand new. And some people would say, oh, that's scary. Like, you know, is anybody going to know what they're doing? But I say, no, that's an opportunity because I think we have a lot of good people, a lot of people who want to be involved. And it's an opportunity to say, you know, this is where our culture is. This is where we're going. And in the past, we've had student governments that have been really deadlocked and that have gotten almost to the point where there was animosity between opposing viewpoints. And we haven't had that so much this year, and that's something that we never want to see again because we're all here for the same reason, and that's to help the students. So some internal work as well. And then there's some other ideas we had. One of them is I want to try and, you know, talk with the university departments and the colleges and see if we can do more accelerated master programs. And that can't be just something that I can will into existence. You know,
right,
I don't have the
right
authority to make that happen unilaterally. But it's a conversation I want to start having because I think master's degrees are really important. And if you don't know about underemployment, that's essentially where you go to college, you get a degree, but the job that you get, you don't need that degree for. You know, if you go and you get a psychology degree, but you end up just working as in retail at Von Maur, not that there's anything wrong with that,
right,
but you're not getting the most bang for your buck. So trying to see if there's any ways that we could try and implement more programs like that that could give students a better track for career success is something that I'm interested in having a conversation about. And I don't know where that's going to take me yet. I don't know how they work it. I don't know what all the details are into that, but I'm excited to learn about that and see what maybe could be done about that.
Oh, yeah. No, most definitely. And again, you know, thank you so much, Kobe, for just coming on and, you know, sharing with us all of the exciting things that are happening with student government and as well as, you know, the exciting plans that are to come. And just one more time, when and where can people come and like support and how can students get more involved?
Yeah. So student government, we meet every other Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the Bone Student Center in the old main room. It's open to anyone who wants to come. So not this Wednesday, not tomorrow, but next Wednesday. And then we also have a meeting on May 1st. That's the meeting we'll all be the first one. The first one will all be student body president, and we'll be electing our legislative leadership there as well from our members. So I encourage you, please come out. You can always reach us by email. You can always come and talk to us in person. We're here to serve you. That's our job, and we want nothing more than to be able to do that and let you know that you can be connected to us.
Again, thank you so much for coming on. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.